The plan approved yesterday would cut by about $26 million, the amount the state can borrow every year to buy public land through its stewardship program. That means it would still borrow up to $60 million a year, which is how much the state was spending on the stewardship program before it was expanded under former Governor Jim Doyle. Eagle River Republican Representative Dan Meyer says there's no reason the government has to own land for it to be protected. Meyer says a lot of people in his northern Wisconsin district like the stewardship program, but a lot of people don't.
A lot of those people that think it's great are people that retire from down here, Chicago, to my area, buy a place on the lake, have their piece of heaven, and then don't want anybody else there. They don't want another pier in the water. They don't want another boat in the lake, and heaven forbid you ever cut down a tree. But there are people in my district that still have to make a living.
Over the course of the next decade, this cut would translate to at least a $230 million reduction. Popular Democratic Senator Bob Jauch called that short-sighted.
It is in our interest to set land aside for the next generation. It is only a selfish person that decides they're going to pretend to set the land aside when their true intentions are to put a for sale sign out there to exploit the land.
The cut to stewardship could be larger in practice. That's because if the state does not borrow the maximum $60 million in any given year, bonding authority would be permanently reduced the next year. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.